Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. Appreciate that ride home. Weather's going to be changing. Austin will dive into this in just a second. And luckily, it's not going to be a long-term affair. We're only looking like one day really having some rainy conditions. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it's only one day of severe rainfall. And as you said, we'll get an in-depth look of that. And also an in-depth look of the roads, because it was a pretty eventful hour one. We got that coming up in just over 3 minutes. But also, in about 17 minutes, all we'll right. be giving away a pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl.
That's a great game.
Yes. I mean, you got some of the top collegiate talent coming from all around the country. And it is. It's awesome. And sometimes you can maybe see some local talent, or relatively local, whether it be guys at Florida State or guys even more close to home, like South Alabama.
You do the side job over at ESPN. And
a side gig.
Do you have any pull in getting some tickets for me for that game?
Unfortunately, no. They don't.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask.
The gig ain't that big.
Okay, firefighters in L.A. battling flames this afternoon, worsened by those high winds. Residents still fleeing as fires move on to their homes. Matt Finn is in the Hollywood Hills. This is the area I was telling you about. I wanted to kind of zoom in on this, where the Channel 11, Fox 11 is located.
Right.
Spent some time over there at this one. Here's Matt.
Some good news. The fire largely looks under control right now. LA Fire telling me here on the scene and telling you on air that they feel like they have a handle on this particular fire. Just lots of embers. Unfortunately, the wind is still pretty strong out here. You and I know that the wind has been a huge factor in these fires. The embers have been blown around out here, which is not too reassuring. So if you are in the area of the mandatory evacuations in the Hollywood Hills area, please abide by them, because anything can happen.
Yeah, you mentioned that, Chris. It's a matter of, you know, multiple fires that have spawned, and they're miles apart. And some of these, as you said, it's just like the embers that are traveling through the air that's causing them. And luckily, he said this one seemed to be relatively minor and somewhat controlled.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the major concerns that you probably have noticed over the past couple of days, is the fact that they have to reassign the firefighters in different areas real quickly because of shifting winds or right. the shifting fires. So that's been a real pain for those firefighters to have to deal with. Hopefully, Matt is on top of that in the hills. Yeah, I wish they could, and I hope, and they will, but I hope they can get that really contained quickly this afternoon.
Yes, and if the governor gets his way, the Space Coast could be home to NASA. That's quite a change of pace, ain't it? Governor Ron DeSantis was at Kennedy Space Center yesterday to announce the new Florida University Space Research Consortium. It includes UF, UCF, and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. It will be the state's official space research entity, and it'll work with KSC to facilitate the awarding of NASA research grants. At the ceremony, DeSantis said there's interest in moving NASA's headquarters from D.C. to KSC. He adds that he hopes the Trump administration will see this as a great opportunity.
Okay, as you say KSC, we're talking about, of course, the Kennedy Space Center.
Yes.
Blue Origin will blast off from that center tomorrow. The space company is going to launch its new Glenn rocket from the Cape early tomorrow morning. If everything goes as planned, liftoff will take place, I'm not going to be up for this, midnight. I don't think so.
That's past our bedtime.
Backup launch is scheduled around the same time on Sunday. Guess what? I won't be there for that one either. Not that time of morning.
Yeah, but well, that's the thing. But you know what? That's very responsible of you. You're not speaking for yourself. You're speaking for the sake of others. Maybe they will be up at that time.
Pat me on the back.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your service, my friend.
What's that weather doing?
5:15 here. Looking at the roads and weather. Well, first of all, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. But yes, we'll actually start with the weather here. We are sitting at around 46 degrees. Not going to get much cooler than that. It's going to be a low of 43 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 66, low of 38. That's rather manageable with some of the temperatures we've been dealing with earlier this week, but it's going to be very rainy, 100% chance of rain throughout part of your Friday, and there is a high surf warning throughout all day Friday. So it's going to be some pretty hectic waters.
Yeah, stay out of the waters. That's the best rule of thumb if you're not a trained swimmer or surfer. So
especially if the high is mid-60s, it's going to be frigid waters anyway.
You know, that's funny because the Pacific Ocean never gets above like 65 degrees.
Really?
And here, it's our low.
Yeah, yeah, that water would feel
okay, guys, it's time for a full wetsuit tomorrow instead of that half version.
Yeah, let's go surfing, everybody.
Port of Pensacola. These are a couple of key stories that came in a little bit later this afternoon, but I did want to share them with you. Pretty important. Port of Pensacola Director Clark Merritt resigned this morning. Merritt had led the port since 2021. This was after former port director Amy Miller was promoted to the deputy city administrator position. Merritt was with the city since 2013, where before becoming port director, he was a deputy port director and the port business development manager. So that was one key story. Another one we were still following up. We pretty much got this one locked down. Following that security scare and lockdown over at Pine Forest High School hours ago, school officials say a social media threat was made against the school. Then five students somehow bypassed security, entered the school. They had to make sure it was locked down because they had to locate the five students.
Right.
It got to be crazy. The ECSO says, well, really nothing was found that was dangerous at the school. So we're just waiting to see what happens as that investigation is underway.
Yes, and when we were getting traffic and weather together, we left out the traffic, Chris. Let's see. If you're traveling westbound. Yeah, we did. We just went right into something else. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Dog Track Road, that was one of our worst-looking spots last hour, and it's still looking pretty rough now. It's pushing you back past Fairfield Drive, so be on the lookout for that. A lot of congestion in the westbound lane there. Also, if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, we've got some congestion in that area as well. Outside of that, it's just a lot of the spots you would usually expect. The intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and we also have some issues lingering on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. So there's some usual spots, a couple of unusual spots. The roads are just mayhem today.
Life goes on. If you're thinking about buying a house, maybe selling a house, well, I'm sure you're watching those mortgage numbers. Got them for you this afternoon. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.17%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage rate climbing to 6.54%. This weather situation on the national snapshot, kind of iffy in certain areas. Large portions of the southern U.S. experiencing a rare school snow day amid uncharacteristically cold and wintry weather. For an explanation on this meteorological mess, Eben Brown's in.
Schools across Florida remain open despite early morning temperatures dipping into the frigid upper 40s, but ice and snow is expected across much of Texas, and that's why school districts, including in the Dallas area, are closed. Stella Shelsey's teacher told her Wednesday that a snow day was coming.
And she was like, sorry to interrupt the class, but I just got the email that school's canceled, and we were really excited.
District leaders say the potential for icy roads would be a safety concern for transporting students, and that southern school buildings may not be equipped to keep water or heat going. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, I can relate to that little girl, you know, in the sense of I never cared why school was out. If they were just like, listen, we're canceling school, didn't matter what catastrophe was happening. I was like, hey, all right, no school. Just about 5:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, researchers with UF trying to find a cure to a bacterial disease that's been hurting the state's citrus industry. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Someone recently asked me, do you believe in guardian angels? And my answer is yes, but only for the Christian. In a rhetorical question, Hebrews 1:14 explains that angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So Christian person, since you're saved, an angel has been sent forth to minister to you. And remember, Psalm 103 explains that angels excel in strength. Angels are colossal beings. They are greater in power and might than the strongest of men. However, as strong as angels are, Jesus is stronger. As wonderful as it is to think about the many ways that angels serve us, Jesus served us in a far greater way by giving his life a ransom for us. Angels are created beings, and they're wonderful, but Jesus is the eternal creator God, so rejoice in Jesus today.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all.
including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Got my mind.
Seeing a dancing fool this afternoon. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan. Austin Price is jamming out with us.
Yeah, bringing the house down.
Yeah, thanks for the ride today. We appreciate you bringing us along. Of course, many things are getting ready to move into New Orleans. We're talking about, of course, Mardi Gras Super Bowl. Super Bowl just a few weeks away here. Residents over in the Easy demand security answers going into those celebrations after a year's terror attack. Teresa Crowley has more on this story.
The New Orleans City Council meeting described as tense. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick insisting she would not step down over security failures that led to 14 dead in the Bourbon Street terror attack, but says she's hired former New York and Boston Police Commissioner Bill Bratton as security consultant. The City Council is launching its own investigation into the street bollard system, why they weren't in place, why the police chief didn't know she had them. Mayor LaToya Cantrell has said she cannot confirm if the new bollard system is strong enough to stop a speeding pickup, while a group of law firms representing 24 victims launched their own investigation, charging city officials were tragically aware and did not protect the public. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All righty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some very severe backups on Gulf Beach Highway. If you're traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road, that's going to back you up past Fairfield Drive. Also, Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98 or southbound towards Dog Track Road. We've got heavy congestion going both ways there now. Outside of that, it's just a couple of our usual spots. The worst looking spot probably being Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 43 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 66, low of 38, but very rainy with a high surf warning throughout the entirety of your Friday.
Okay, back to Vegas now. If you remember last hour, we had Liz Clayman on with us talking about the Consumer Electronics Show. Yeah, she's out on the Vegas Strip with the latest in the world of technology. Here's Liz.
I'm sure you guys have heard about the Aura ring that makes sure it logs your sleep and all of that. Well, here come the competitors. Let me tell you about the Luna Smart Ring. It basically is backed by Bose and a company called Noise. That's an Indian smartwatch company, one of the big leaders. It tracks your sleep, heart, health, steps, and more than 70 biomarkers. Noise and German audio giant Bose, basically what they want to do is they want to make sure that they capture that smart ring market that has gotten so incredibly popular.
And hinted at this before the break, researchers with the University of Florida trying to find a cure to a bacterial disease that's been hurting the state's citrus industry. UF's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences Citrus Research and Education Center, that's a mouthful, says it has made a breakthrough in the fight against greening. Experts gave an update on Wednesday saying they're testing a new type of citrus tree that can fight off the tiny insects responsible for transmitting the disease. The potential treatment is expected to take a few years to try out in the field before it's determined to be successful. Florida citrus industry has experienced a 90% decline in production over the last two decades due to the disease and natural disasters.
527 News Radio 92.3, this fire situation out in SoCal displacing a lot of homeowners. Also has put a delay on Hollywood's award season. The Oscars have been postponed.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has postponed the Oscar nominations to Sunday, January 19th, in response to the wildfires devastating Los Angeles. Nomination voting, originally set to end Sunday, January 12th, has been extended 2 days. In an email to members Wednesday, AMPA's CEO Bill Kramer said the decision was made to accommodate those impacted by the fires. This marks the first time Oscar nominations will be announced on a Sunday. The change follows the American Film Institute, which postponed its AFI Awards luncheon, originally set for Friday, while the British Academy Awards canceled its Tea Party Saturday, and the Critics' Choice Awards, scheduled for Sunday, has been moved to January 26. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 528 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. And I got a pair of tickets to give away, dadgummit. A pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl taking place on February 1st in Mobile. You can text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in to 850-437-1620. Just let me know your favorite college team. First person to do that will get this pair of tickets. Of course, as I've been saying, Senior Bowl, some of the top collegiate talent from all over the country comes and appears and plays in this game. That's what makes it so special. And we've had an FSU fan. We've had an LSU fan win tickets. Who knows? This time we may have a Utah State fan ticket winner. You never know.
Okay. Good luck to you. Play wisely.
Yes, play wisely and good luck.
That's right. Escambia County presented their top six requests to the Escambia County Legislative Delegation Wednesday night. The delegation consists of Representative Michelle Saltzman, Representative Alex Andrade, and Senator Don Gates. They heard funding requests from Escambia County, the City of Pensacola, Escambia County Public Schools, Escambia County asking for funding for projects costing several million dollars, by the way. The county's also asking the legislature to support the return of passenger rail service and to fix Florida's homeowners insurance crisis. Yeah, that's the one they need to work on, the insurance crisis. I looked at my bill, my increase from last year.
Well, it's
I don't want to look at it again.
I don't want to look at it either, and that's why this is such a good thing that I was giving away these tickets, because I was looking at the text line. We do have a winner, and I'll get their information from them. They say they're a first-time winner, they're an Ole Miss fan, so I'm sure you're making John Pickens from Pensacola Morning News quite a happy camper.
You know, I noticed he had an Ole Miss shirt on the other day.
Yes, he's an Ole Miss alum, and he's very proud of it. And Ole Miss skunked Wake Forest early this year, so I've tried to keep a distance from him ever since. My ego's too fragile for that.
Hey, Porch Pirates still remain active in the area. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning of an increase in criminals stealing packages from doorsteps. Get this, last year, crooks stole $12 billion. That's with a B worth of packages. Florida law passed last year toughened criminal penalties for stealing items off those porches, making it a third-degree felony for stealing an item worth more than $40.
I'm John Saucier. Wildfires still ripping through Los Angeles County. Nearly 200,000 people have had to evacuate. Firefighters trying to contain these blazes. President Biden promising to help Californians in whatever way possible.
To the families who have been impacted by this disaster, you're living through a nightmare. I know. And I promise you, we're going to help you get through this and eventually recover and rebuild.
Six people now confirmed dead from the fires. Steve Bardack owns property in Pacific Palisades. Talking to Fox about L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says the city doesn't have a real plan.
We had hydrants that were dry in the Palisades, which is inexcusable. We really don't understand what the plan is to retrieve the hundreds of cars that were abandoned, mine included, on Sunset Boulevard.
Well, the mayor called these fires unprecedented as a factor of difficulty suppressing them. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Microsoft is said to be cutting a small percentage of jobs across the board based on performance, according to CNBC. The job cuts will affect less than 1% of employees, according to a source close to the matter. Microsoft had 228,000 workers at the end of June. Both the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ were closed for trading today in honor of a national day of mourning for the late President Jimmy Carter. Markets will resume their normal schedules tomorrow. Nearly 3 million Americans are poised to see their Social Security benefits increase thanks to new changes signed into law by President Biden. In total, the benefit increases will cost $196 billion over the span of a decade, according to the Congressional Budget Office. U.S. crude oil futures for February are rising more than 1.3% above $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Early in the week, the Raiders fired Antonio Pierce but elected to keep Tom Telesco. The Raiders do have Brock Bowers and Max Crosby, but outside of that, there's not a lot else when it comes to foundational pieces moving forward. So today, the Silver and Black ended up firing Tom Telesco, and I think this is them putting lipstick on a pig, try and make the job more attractive to the other big-name coaching candidates on the market. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage? You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Mobil 1 can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $38.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dillon Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dillon Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
The policy of the Carter Center, which I think accurately represents my own attitude, is one to promote peace and to enhance human rights whenever possible.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price jamming with you today. Hope you are having a nice Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. Let's kind of dive into some sports, if you don't mind, real quick. Ice Flyers facing another road trip this week. Take it on Macon tomorrow and Saturday. Then the good guys jump on the bus, return to home ice for a Sunday. I'm going to call it a matinee game. It's the third game of their series against the Mayhem. Puck will drop, not at 7:05 as usual, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Don't forget about that. Time difference of 3 hours, and it will make a big difference if you do show up at 7:05.
Indeed.
Yeah, ain't going to happen. That's for sure.
And I do want to give congratulations to Mary Ann from Gulf Breeze. She is our winner to the Reese's Bowl tickets. And she just now asked me, can you remind me how many tickets I won? Yes, ma'am, you won 2 tickets. So I will let you know that now on our text line. Thank you very much for texting in, by the way, not just Mary Ann, but everyone. We appreciate the engagement. You can always text in with questions at 850-437-1620, and it's always on our text line that we do those giveaways, so be sure to listen out for those. Wanted to talk about this because, of course, one of the top stories nationally, unfortunately, has been the fires going around in California. Well, in the NBA, we do have the Lakers not playing their game to have been scheduled for tonight in Los Angeles. NBA announcing the game has been postponed. ESPN reports that Lakers head coach J.J. Redick lost his home to the fires. The Lakers had been set to host the Charlotte Hornets. The game will be rescheduled for a later date. Lakers' next home game is currently scheduled for Saturday against the Spurs. And, of course, there's been talks about the NFL Monday night game between the Rams and Vikings, which was supposed to take place in SoFi Stadium, chatter about moving that to Arizona.
Okay. There is a game tonight, a pretty darn big game. Penn State taking on Notre Dame, Cap 1 Orange Bowl game. We're going to kick it off at 6 on ESPN Pensacola, yes. 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. So you can get all the pregame information. And then, of course, kickoff at 6 on ESPN. But our guys jumping on the bandwagon about 30 minutes before the actual kickoff just to get you all set up for that game.
Yes, and yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because earlier this hour you had talked about New Orleans and the upcoming festivities that are going on there and how they want to increase security. Well, local and federal agencies are acutely aware for tonight's Orange Bowl between Penn State and Notre Dame following that terror attack. Miami-Dade County Sheriff Rosie Cordero-Stutz says that they're expanding their presence at the college football playoff semifinal to ensure visibility. Fans will see more vehicles that can easily move through the Hard Rock Stadium complex and should prepare to go through multiple layers of security before getting to their seats. And obviously that's not important to us. But again, I will reiterate, yes, 6:30 kickoff, ESPN Pensacola, pregame coverage starts at 6.
Okay, Raiders, as in Las Vegas, are cleaning house. Terrible season. Joe Morgan has the details.
Just 2 days after dismissing head coach Antonio Pierce, the Raiders fired general manager Tom Telesco on Thursday following a 4-13 season. Telesco was fired after just 1 year on the job and with only one shot at the NFL draft. Telesco selected tight end Brock Bowers in the first round, who promptly set the rookie single-season receiving record with 112 catches. In the second and third rounds, Telesco drafted two offensive linemen, both who went on to start games. But it wasn't enough to save his job, with the Raiders suffering a 10-game losing streak and going 0-6 in the AFC West. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Now, mind you, I'm going off of memory here, but if memory serves me, the Raiders have not won a Super Bowl since Super Bowl 18, and that was over 40 years ago. And yes, they just had a terrible season, just fired their head coach, which was a very controversial hire. They are greatly deep in a coaching carousel right now. But yeah, now they're cleaning house even further. So the Raiders, it sucks to say they're decades removed from success, and it looks like they're nowhere closer to it right now.
Okay, we did touch bases about the Cap 1 Orange Bowl game. Joe Morgan's back. He has a little bit more information on tonight's football game.
Two legendary college football programs are looking to reach the mountaintop of the sport, but they have to go through each other first. 7th-seeded Notre Dame and 6th-seeded Penn State kick off at 7:30 Eastern in the semifinals of the 12-team playoff at the Orange Bowl. The Fighting Irish haven't won a national championship since 1988, but they're riding a 12-game winning streak and should have star running back Jeremiah Love after he tweaked a knee injury against Georgia in the quarterfinals.
Nobody feels 100%, but Jay Love will be good to go.
That was courtesy of the Big Ten Network as Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman spoke to the media on Wednesday. For the Nittany Lions, the program is looking to end a national title drought that dates back to 1986. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, you really can't be, assuming that you're not a Penn State or Notre Dame fan, you really can't be too upset with either result of that outcome because, as Joe said, those are two very respectable, very elite programs historically, but they are years removed from winning a national title. So both of them are pretty easy to root for there. All right, wanted to touch on this. We've got at least 4 in 10 companies, mentioned this last hour, they are planning job cuts as artificial intelligence continues to advance. These are 4 in 10 companies across the world, statistically. A survey in the World Economic Forum's latest Future of Jobs report showed that those employers said they'd tighten their workforce within the next 5 years if technology can do the same work. The survey also found that over 3 in 4 employers said they'll work on reskilling and upskilling their existing workforce to use AI.
Okay, let's talk about slashing jobs and finding jobs. Liberal news outlets are preparing to slash jobs. The progressive news site HuffPost is planning on laying off 23% of its newsroom staff. Other left-leaning media outlets have cut or at least planning to cut significant portions of their workforce. Just this week, the Washington Post laid off about 100 employees across its business divisions. The cuts followed losing 250,000 subscribers, and liberal CNN plans to implement job cuts by March. CNN executives say a non-complete, non-political business model overhaul is absolutely needed.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that we can sit here and talk about some of these stations and say liberal, left-leaning, conservative, right-leaning. It's like, I think a lot of people just want news. I think they just want the truth.
A brand is a brand is a brand. Take that to the bank.
Yeah. 545 here. Here's something else you can take to the bank. We always get you your traffic and weather together. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some problems on Highway 29 still if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also have some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess. That's been giving us trouble all afternoon. Worst looking spots, though, are going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road. That is still giving you trouble, backing you up past Fairfield Drive. And we have issues going both north and south on Blue Angel Parkway between Dog Track Road and Highway 98. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 43 this evening, mostly cloudy. That's because we've got some rainfall tomorrow. High of 66, low of 38, so it's going to be a little bit chilly and quite rainy.
Okay, 546, News Radio 92.3. TikTok could be banned in the U.S. in just over a week. On Friday, tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments about the fate of TikTok. Roughly about 170 million Americans use that site. So we will have some information for you when we come on the air at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in terms of the decision. Is TikTok sane or is TikTok going? We'll talk about it tomorrow.
All right. Well, now you got me on the edge of my seat. My goodness. And JCPenney merging with a company that owns several other once bankrupt clothing stores like Forever 21. They will form a new company that could hold significant control over the future of malls in the U.S. The over-century-old department store chain filed for bankruptcy in 2020 and was later bought by Simon Malls. The new company JCPenney will anchor is called Catalyst Brands, combining with several others that have faced trouble.
Okay, new report coming in this afternoon. At least five people have died in Los Angeles due to the wildfires. County officials say that number will rise. Tanya J. Powers has the story.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says first responders are working around the clock to save lives and homes from the deadly fires.
Currently, we have well over 400 sheriff's personnel that are still actively deployed to the fires in addition to our normal staffing.
He says close to 200,000 residents are under evacuation orders and urged people to leave if they're instructed to.
A lot of the stories of heroic actions by our deputy sheriffs, police officers, or firefighters, a lot of them are taking place from people who did not choose to evacuate, putting their own lives at risk.
The causes of the fires remains under investigation. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You know, I like that she ended that segment with that because it reminds me of something that we had in our pop culture notes here. Henry Winkler, widely known as Fonzie, of course, from Happy Days, he claims the fires in Southern California are arson. A post on his social media account X has gone viral, but law enforcement officials are shutting those claims down. Fire officials tell TMZ that there's no way to know at this time whether the series of fires are the work of an arsonist, and an investigation has already begun. On X, Winkler wrote, quote, "There is an arsonist here in L.A. May you be beaten unrecognizable, the pain you have caused."
Okay, while we're talking about the fires here, President Biden called off the trip to Italy to focus on the devastating wildfires. This, as the president has pledged the federal government's full support, but that response is facing criticism. I think he wants to fund this thing for these folks for like 180 days or something like that. Wow. Should you have, as a Florida resident, fund California?
I just think that's a matter
of state level response here.
Right.
This isn't federal we're talking about. We're talking about state level.
Well, and you can also argue it's a political response, not a moral one. Just because you want to help doesn't mean necessarily it should be put into writing that you should. What I'm saying is, like, people may want to help, but if we're talking about state funds going, that they may, politically, that may not be something they want ingrained.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
One thing to donate. It's another thing to have it taken from you. So, I don't know. That's a pretty touchy subject, man.
Yeah, because it's kind of the headlines now that's it's scrolling across, I know, the Fox platform. And the major thing, Biden says federal government will cover cost of California disaster relief for individuals for 180 days.
Mm. Well, I love how you're sitting there like, that's the way the news goes. How do you like them apples?
Jackie Heinrich can maybe help this out and explain a little bit more from the White House.
Yesterday at a fire briefing in California, Governor Gavin Newsom gave Biden credit for being on the ground from the moment the fire broke out. Biden then explained why he was in the region for the birth of his great-grandson. Today, Biden declared a major disaster in California, making federal funding available for temporary housing, home repairs, and low-cost loans to cover uninsured property losses. The president has not yet commented on insurance companies having pulled out of that state, leaving so many fire victims without any sort of coverage. He's also not commented on Governor Gavin Newsom's decisions, which he supported, by the way, and Trump opposed, diverting some water to the Bay Area to protect fish. Trump railed against those decisions in posts last night and laid blame on Newsom's policies for some of this, which Newsom then pushed back on.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much, because I think we can all agree on this. It's getting more political than it needs to be. I think this is something that transcends politics. Obviously, fires are running rampant. People are losing their homes. So it sucks that we've still got some undertones of political pettiness kind of being dished around here. 5:50, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, Nintendo teaming up with Lego again. Details on that move and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. The Pensacola City Council set to go and do a vote Monday on a resolution to accept $2.2 million in state funding. This is for the Bay Bluffs Park Revitalization Project. The resolution will also formalize a partnership with Conservative Florida to manage those funds. City officials confirming the funds will be used to demolish and rebuild the park's condemned boardwalks, improve amenities, and include community input to ensure the park needs and residential needs are met. The park has been closed since March 2023 due to severe erosion and structural damage. So movement coming to that project now.
All righty, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Still got some minor congestion lingering around Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Dog Track Road, but it has significantly decreased. Still got some major issues, though, on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, the last major spots are, let's see, Palafox Street traveling northbound passing Burgess Road, and maybe a little bit of issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for the weather, 46 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, warmer, quote-unquote, high of 66, low of 38, but a lot of rainfall and a high surf warning all throughout the day.
Okay, interesting story here. A federal judge has struck down expansions to Title IX intended to protect transgender students from discrimination. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A federal district court judge in Kentucky is striking down the Biden administration's expansion of Title IX rules to include gender identity. Title IX is a 1970s-era law prohibiting sex discrimination in education, but Judge Danny Reeves says the expansion was fatally tainted. More than two dozen Republican-led states were challenging the rule. Tennessee's attorney general says the court ruling is a victory for the protection of girls' privacy in locker rooms and showers, and for the freedom to speak biologically accurate pronouns. Supporters of the rule had hoped it would give LGBTQ students more recourse against discrimination. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break, Nintendo teaming up with Lego again. The video game giant announced on social media that a Game Boy building set will be released in October. The handheld console was released in 1989, sold over 100 million units worldwide. Both companies have joined forces on a number of Lego projects, which includes a model of the original Nintendo Entertainment System. Specific details on pricing and size of the Game Boy have not yet been announced.
Okay, residential complaints in North Escambia County has continued to surface about drone activity. Now, Florida Power & Light confirms they have been conducting drone operations in Molino and Cantomet. FPNL says the activity is only to inspect and identify any areas of concern before an outage can occur. Tomorrow, interesting here, we touched on it briefly just a few moments ago. The Supreme Court's going to consider arguments over a law that forces that Chinese company to divest TikTok or be banned in the U.S. by Inauguration Day. President-elect Trump has said he wants to find a way to keep TikTok alive. So has Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Billionaire Frank McCourt has said they've got $20 billion pledged so far to buy TikTok. Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary told the Fox News Rundown podcast he and McCourt have publicly expressed the desire to purchase the app.
To make sure the justices saw the fact that we have a viable LOI ready to go, the letter of intent, to purchase it without the algorithm, takes away the argument that there's no buyer.
He says after the Supreme Court justices hear the case Friday, he hopes President Biden makes this call.
I'll give you a stay of execution for 90 days, as is my right in the order of Congress, if you get into a good faith negotiation with them.
He says he's gone to Mar-a-Lago already to ask President-elect Trump for his support on this. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this real quick. Chris Stapleton will head out on the road again this summer. The Country Superstars All-American Roadshow Tour will kick off June 4th in Greenville, South Carolina. Stapleton will make stops in more than a dozen cities, including Chicago, St. Louis, New York City, and Phoenix. The tour will wrap up on October 10th in Hollywood, Florida. Tickets go on sale January 17th.
You know, you and I were making kind of light humor about President-elect Trump's intent to take over Greenland. You know,
right. Yeah, right. That's all you can do.
Well, but I'll tell you who has taken it very seriously. Russian officials.
I've heard this.
They are paying attention to Trump's words about acquiring Greenland. Jessica Rosenthal is back, and she has more on this story.
President Trump said it again this week when asked about trying to acquire Greenland. He said he would not promise that he wouldn't use military coercion when it came to the Panama Canal or Greenland.
We need it for national security. That's for the free world. I'm talking about protecting the free world.
President Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, said the Arctic is a zone of their national interest and that they are watching what he called the rather dramatic developments of the situation closely, but so far, thank God, only at the level of statements, he said. He also mocked Europe's reaction to President-elect Trump's statements, saying they act cautiously and quietly to him, almost in a whisper. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jessica. And Prince William celebrating his wife, Kate Middleton, as she turns 43. In a post earlier today, William said the strength Kate has shown over the last year has been remarkable. He added that George, Charlotte, Louis, and I are so proud of you, or Louis, however you pronounce it. In March, the Princess of Wales revealed she had been diagnosed with an unspecified form of cancer and shared in September that she had completed chemo. At the time, Kate said her path to healing and full recovery is long, and she must continue to take each day as it comes.
Okay, that 30-year fixed-rate mortgage stands at 7.17% today. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage climbing to 6.54%. There's something to digest.
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.